I'm Kim Sedlock, and I currently do a live 2-hour weekly radio show called A Redhead Spins the Blues for a community radio station called WSCA out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's my own show, and I've been doing it for 3 years. I have somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 regular listeners. I'm on 106.1 FM, iTunes, Podomatic, WSCAFM.org, which is the station website, and I'm in the hourlies there after the fact, but I can also be streamed live there. And I'm on Facebook, of course. While I sometimes DJ my show playing blues songs from all parts of the country, all strands of blues and all time periods, giving out recipes that tie in with blues songs, blues history, musicians' stories, all kinds of fun stuff, I usually have live guests instead. When I have live guests, I do the entire 2 hours with the guests. So they'll perform 14 to 15 live songs, and in between each song, we'll chat on my interview questions. I do my own weather, underwriting, and public service announcements, as well as my own soundboard, booking, and podcasts. And I'm actually the number 8 blues podcast internationally. Woohoo! A big part of why my listeners follow me is that I connect very well to my guests, relax them, open them up, play off them well, draw out the funniest, most interesting stories. And I have a lot of spontaneous fun with them. I've also done a lot of interviews on other DJs' radio shows as a guest interview for rock and roll bands, for bluegrass bands, for heavy metal bands, folk bands, as well as poets, film directors, gifted children I've interviewed. I've also covered a lot of live local events. I've covered farmers markets, environmental fairs, covered a big bridge closing recently. And at these events, I host spontaneous live interviews with strangers at the events. So I love radio, and I love it because it reaches commuters trapped in their cars and isolated folks in nursing homes and dorm rooms alike, and it reaches folks who are working with it turned on and folks who are lounging on vacation. It reaches out, and it reaches way out. And I personally bring to this reaching out process, I think, a certain down-to-earthness, absolute reliability, and sincerity. Sincerity is a big part of my personality, and fun is, too. I came to radio from theater, where I had training in comedy improv and voice and scene study and monologues, and I'd done some professional equity theater, directed some plays. But I also came from a background in creative writing, which is what my degree is in, double majored with political science. I had won a prize from National Book Award winner Bob Shacochis for my short story writing. And then I also, on the side, was a big concert goer. I've always loved live music, and when I got into community radio, it was really to meet like-minded friends and to feel connected to my community, and I wound up loving radio. I'll tell you a sample interview question I love to ask musicians. What was the first song you can remember being totally infatuated with as a toddler or small child? And I love to ask this because I get answers that are really funny because they're so different from what the musicians are doing today. And I also like asking it because the question relaxes the guests by bringing them back to a cozy time when they were totally unselfconscious and playful. So that's a little bit about me. Let's get into some weather, shall we? Tonight we're looking at a 20% chance, slight chance of showers. Low is 55 degrees. Wednesday, tomorrow, we're looking at a 30% chance of showers. High is 75. Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers continues throughout the night. Low drops to 58 degrees. Thursday, we're looking at patchy fog. I guess patchy fog is, you can see, like, the fog in clumps. The high is 71 degrees. Thursday night, again, a 20% slight chance of showers, low dropping to 57. And from the WSCA community calendar, the nonprofit Seacoast Family YMCA is seeking community assistance for its Striper Kids program, a learn to fish opportunity that teaches the ins and outs of fishing from shore, pier, and boat. Striper Kids helps children to learn about water and boat safety, environmental conservation, and community involvement. The vessel used in the program is in need of costly repairs, and the boat trailer must be replaced. For anyone able to donate to help the Striper Kids program, the Seacoast Family Y contact is Alexis at amason, at seacoastymca.org, or 603-431-2334, extension 308.